Well, there really should be chances for everyone to serve, mm-hmm. no matter their capability, for sure. It is possible that maybe the leadership just doesn't know how to include someone that maybe has a disability of some kind, because maybe they've never been told, okay, well, this is what you can do. Maybe offer suggestions to help ease their nervousness about it, because if they're nervous, you know, they don't want to err on the side of, oh, well, I've given you too much, you know, that kind of thing. But, or they don't want to insult because they've given you too little as well, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can offer suggestions. You know, why not join the prayer team? I mean, like, anyone can pray, you know. Mm-hmm. That can be a starting place. If there is no prayer team, hey, why not start a prayer ministry for your church?
Ooh, that's true.
You know, there is always something that can be done. So work together with the church leadership to see what can be done to help you serve and not feel left out. Because trust me, that is a horrible place for anyone to feel that they have no place to serve in the church.
Absolutely. That's an incredible perspective, though. Maybe the place that you are best suited for, because maybe they don't have anything and like for you in that capacity, I guess. I'm not 100% sure, like you said.
Yeah.
But then to start something, maybe, or ask if you could start something, get creative. So maybe it's like there isn't technically a way right now. If there isn't, what can you do to make a way so that you can serve and just not allow it to end there, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, maybe there's an opportunity. Maybe there's a void for you to introduce something. Whatever you do, though, do what Jehoshaphat said in 2 Chronicles 18, verse 4. But Jehoshaphat also, you know, also said to the king of Israel, first seek the counsel of the Lord. So seek out his will and all the plans that you have. Ask for God's wisdom, as James said to do in James 1. And of course, seek godly advice from mm-hmm. counselors that you know, like Proverbs 15:22 says to do. Not just from one person, but from a few godly advisors. Because we all know that with many advisors, plans succeed. So, you know, that's just some ways to do it, to avoid boredom.
Yeah, because it's so true. What's that saying? Idle hands do the devil's work, or something like that?
Well, yeah. You know, the book of Proverbs actually talks about idleness and how, you know, to be really idle is actually sinful.
Yeah, absolutely. But I like that this person is definitely not that person. They're admitting it. They're saying, listen, I recognize how this can be a tough thing and I want to serve, just not sure how. So I think you gave them some great advice. So, hey.